We're here with Jack Dennehy, who is CTO and founder of Ounce Labs. Jack, how are you?
I'm excellent, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. Well, obviously, you know we're here at the show doing our full coverage of the industry. We focus in banking and government, but we're covering all of security as well. What are the trends that you're seeing this year compared to last and just in general?
Sure. Well, one of the great things about this particular show is it's everybody, right? This is everybody. And while there are unique characteristics in different verticals, banking, government, retail, healthcare, pick it, many of the problems are pretty commonplace. You know, there's different flavors of different problems depending upon the vertical because there tend to be different kinds of information or services that you care about. But by and large, this is a great place to talk to a bunch of different people about the ways we're solving those types of problems. For me, you know, some of the trends that I've seen, that I've gotten a lot of calls about over the course of the past, you know, 12 or 18 months, is really about more data and elemental security, right? For a long time, any number of people have been saying that we have to start focusing security closer and closer to the asset that's actually being attacked. But it's hard to overcome the inertia, the momentum of 10 or 15 years of buying devices to make your network more secure. Mm-hmm. If you look at some of the Gartner Group survey reports that are out there, you'll find out that around 80 or 90% of the threat is coming against the application layer today, which I think is a big number, especially when you consider that 95% of the spend is at the network layer, which I think that amount of discontinuity is going to drive a lot of the vendors you see scurrying around out on the trade show floor and a lot of the customers here who are trying to figure out, all right, how do I change this equation? Because nobody recognizes this imbalance more than people who are responsible for security. You know, they're spending a lot of time, a lot of hard work, a lot of hours, you know, trying to make their organizations more secure. And what's happening is as they do all that work and as a lot of that work is being done well on the network, the attackers are just looking for the next place to go. You know, water finds a way to get through all the time, and hackers are much the same. And today, you know, one of the easiest ways for organizations to get violated is through these applications, and I think that's why we see so much more activity at the application level. So that's one of the trends. Another trend is that there's a lot of push and pushback on compliance. I think, you know, compliance has been sort of a nagging, shadowy fear for people for a long time. I remember in 2002 when we started Ounce Labs, the big fear was going to be Sarbanes-Oxley. Dun-dun-dun. And in 2002, it was as yet, you know, really poorly formed. They hadn't really done much with it yet. And when it rolled out, it was kind of soft. You know, it looked for a lot more integrity. It made some good process and policy changes, but it wasn't very prescriptive. And so it didn't have that sort of punch in the face sort of impact that some people expected it to have.
Sure.
Gramm-Leach-Bliley, sort of the same way in banking, the Basel II and the credit worthiness statutes that came out, those were also sort of soft. And then about, you know, if you think about really impacting, and PCI happened about a year ago, and the data breach loss probably 2 years ago. And so that caused a big furor, right? And so now people are reacting to them. We see that as a pressure in the market for more people doing compliance services, more people providing devices that will help make that task a little bit easier. And you're also seeing push in the opposite direction, the people saying that this isn't enough or it's not being done well enough. So I think that one of the trends I'm seeing is a lot of debate, you know, a lot of debate on what compliance means and what should be contained in compliance. And I think we're going to see more of that with President Obama's plan for doing things like health information technology, for the Senate bill that's just come across the wire in terms of providing certified cybersecurity agents and information security providers. I think you're going to find a lot of debate. I think this is going to be a very noisy space for a while.
Sure. No, that makes sense. Bringing it back to application security for a moment, how are you guys positioned to solve those issues, and what differentiates you from the other folks in the industry?
Sure. I mean, one of the things is I'm not going to tell you that we're going to solve the issue, right? I mean, basically, you know, tools like Ounce Labs provides or other people in our space provide, they are really helpful shovels, right? And I think that we do the market a disservice when a vendor pretends that it's not the person who's swinging the shovel around who's actually using the brain power and doing the work.
Right.
So the example I like to use with the clients when we first start talking to them is recognize that this is a shovel. If you go out in your backyard with your hands and the ground is hard and you're trying to dig a hole, you're not going to get much of a hole and your hands are really going to hurt. Right. And if you take a shovel and throw it out in the backyard and let it lie there and then come back the next morning, you know, you're going to have a shovel on the ground. Now, you take someone who's motivated and someone who knows how to use a shovel and you put a shovel in their hand and you're going to get a pretty dang big hole in pretty short order. And that's what these tools, what many of these security tools are like. For us, it's analyzing software, right, finding vulnerabilities. You put our tool in the hand of an individual who either knows something about application security already or who is willing to learn about it, mm-hmm. and the tool will help them with that. It'll allow them to get insights into software they've never seen before. But frankly, it's not a gumball machine. You know, you don't take your software like a dime and drop it in the front end, and out the bottom pops a gumball that tells you the sources and fixes for all of your problems. What it is it's like a microscope. You know, and I wouldn't know the difference between a streptococcus and pneumonia bacteria, but a doctor would. Mm-hmm. You know, and so these tools and our industry is really built to help people get the insight they need to solve these application security problems. So we're not going to solve it, sure. but we're going to, you know, work our hardest to make it, you know, much more universally palatable for a lot of people to be able to solve those kinds of problems, people whose jobs are something other than just application security.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you know that we focus, at least right now, in government and financial. What advice do you have for our members in those industries right now?
I'll tell you, one of the things, you know, I like the information that you guys put out. I read it, right? There's current event stuff that I use that I actually blog on. So, I mean, I think it's a great source of information, and I think it's important for those two communities you're talking about, you know, as communities, to start thinking about security in a different way, right? So a big bank or a big governmental organization typically is relying on a lot of other people to help them out. There's a ton of outsourcing that goes on, particularly in the federal market. Program management is much more important than product development, right? Knowing how I ask for things. The outsourcing work that happens in the financial service industry, even if it's around maintenance of existing software, that's a huge deal. And in order to be successful, those markets particularly, because they rely so much on third parties, understanding how to communicate about security is a really, you know, big piece of advice I give, you know, almost anybody who'll take the time to listen to me. You know, you can't blame a vendor for delivering you software that you view as insecure if you didn't take the time yourself up front to help them understand what secure meant. You know, I look all over the place at large organizations, and they don't get much bigger than banks and government, right? And they have tons of excellent software, but it was written by people 4, 5, 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's still great. It's stable. It's functional. It's doing what it's got to do, but they're starting to leverage it in all new ways, right? And so that back-end system, now it's going to be a front-end system. The glory of SOA, right? I'm going to use Web 2.0 to access that remarkably vulnerable back-end application so I can expose it to more people, right? It's got a huge amount of value, but boy, oh boy, does it have a lot of risk in it. And so as these applications and as these partners are going to become more a part of your public front, the way in which you're dealing with your clients or your partners, what have you, understanding where the risks are in it, I think, is a really big deal. And so a lot of that comes down to this methodology of communication, right? The idea that before anything, you know, gets put into a place where it can be exercised in a vulnerable way, that where it's exposed to risk, helping understand what kind of data it's going to take in, what kind of data it's going to deal with, and what kinds of systems it's going to plug into, super important. You know, we see a lot of organizations say, all right, I've got an XYZ number of line, you know, Java application. It's been stable for a while, so I'm going to ship it off to our outsourcing partner who we really trust in Hyderabad. And then they send it off. And they also send off, oh, we need to do this extra thing. And there's never been sort of that business communication that said, by the way, this Java application, yeah, it's doing stock portfolio management, and it has certain pieces of private data in it. So not only please be careful with the way you write it, but make sure you're not sending test data out to your third-party testing shop. You know, there's all these sort of different communication aspects that happen. So my biggest piece of advice for organizations who exist, you know, within government and within the banking industry, are to really give some thought to what you mean by security, you know, as you start dealing with these partners. You know, my first advice is not going to be, you know, run out and buy Ounce Labs. You know, I think that the Ounce Labs product is great, but I think that one has to understand how to implement it, understand what your applications are doing, understand how many of them there are, understand your relationships that those applications are going to have with your client, with the great unwashed, the public, and what relationships you're going to have with your partners and other applications that already exist. And then take a look at it and sort of figure out, communicate amongst yourselves, you know, what are the risks that we're worried about and what kind of data are we handling.
Sounds like good advice. Thank you for your time, and have a good show.
Anytime. Thanks.